El podcast más chingón. Puras entrevistas machín.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the What Did He Say podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We're recording this late at night.
Wow, this
Saturday
is ghetto.
Night.
I have an eyelash on my shirt.
This is real life. First of all, it's like a fishnet neon highlight. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube if you want to watch the podcast. So we have my lovely wife, Marisol. We have producer Rob.
What's up, everyone?
Who some people think is white.
Very white.
Based on the
voice. Very
rules.
White. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally.
And all the way from HP, Huntington Park, California, we got the boy, Jerry the Voice Garcia.
Yeah.
Finally, dog, I got to come to you, man. Shit.
Well, you know what it is, Jerry? Is like, right now, man, you got so many credits, bro, that we can't even go through all of them right now. Mm-hmm. Like, just the voice work alone. Mm-hmm. Chloe.
What the fuck? Chloe, that's right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
for your Emmy consideration,
vámonos the billboards y todo. We just got back from the Secret Group. Shout out to the Secret
Group.
Yeah,
H-Town.
My boy Jerry is planting seeds in the Texas market, man. He's out here doing a run.
And he will be here 2020.
Yeah. Some cats that hung out after the show, they were like, man, this dude literally, his name is Naum, is his name.
Naum, yeah, Naum. Yeah, I met him too, yeah.
Man, this dude gave us an awesome compliment. He's like, man, I almost went to Ontario to see you and the American Wannabes all performing at the same time. He's like, that would have been my dream show.
Man.
Aww.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
That was pretty nice.
I was like, damn, I almost feel like a real comedian right now.
Wow.
Like a real podcast.
I've never hooked up with a male fan, but that would have been.
Yeah, you were like, damn, dog. Yeah, yeah.
That would have been your channel. Yeah.
You're like, damn, fool, that's all. That's what's up. What you doing after this? But we just did a dope show at the Secret Group. Jerry's headlining. I didn't know I was performing tonight, but Jerry's like, go up there, fucker.
Yes, sir.
You're going up there. I was like, I'm scared. And it was dope, man. People had fun.
Dope, man. Yeah, it was cool. It was like last minute gig, bro. So it was just, I was happened to be in town.
Yeah.
So. While in Rome,
you squeezed us in.
I wanted to come check you guys. I just want to hang out with you guys and be on a podcast. Fool.
Yeah, that's really what you did.
And
yeah.
We have tacos on the way. Tacos are on the way.
Are we going to eat as we talk?
I'm down.
Not my first and my last.
Fuck it. Right?
You're going to be here at 11:20.
Yeah, and we're hungry. So
yeah, so, yeah it might happen. Yeah. It might be some ASMR happening on this podcast.
So
yeah, half the audience is like, fuck these guys. You're
fucking
the half
onions.
Is like getting
fajitas.
Turned on.
They're like, we can smell the onions.
Al pastor.
And it's Taco Palenque. That's what's on the way. Taco
Palenque. Yeah. Oh, bro, yeah. You didn't get. I wanted fideo. I like their fideo soup.
Puta,
oh,
man.
But talk listen,
is it coming?
No,
they bring it on site.
But my babysitter has some killer fideo for my baby that you can have.
She makes some.
I like Taco Palenque fideo, though.
Really?
Not your babysitter's fideo.
Well, I mean, I'm saying just try to soup Taco Palenque.
I've never tried it. I didn't even know they had fideo.
Oh yeah, it comes with the combo, dog. Yeah. Instead of I guess fries, you get
really.
Fideo, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Thank
you, Lord. Is it fideo? Yeah, it's fideo.
Yeah,
I thought it was like a
consomé.
I thought it was a consomé.
No, not consomé.
That's more of a Mexico City thing.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
But our babysitter, before she started working with us, she worked at KFC for a day. And she quit when she figured out that she wasn't going to get her hands on the Colonel's recipe. She's like, I'm out this bitch.
There's no way you can figure it out?
Well, she said it already comes pre-mixed in the bag. And she's like, well, fuck, why am I here?
And she quit.
Dude, he told me that earlier. I lost my shit. That was so funny.
I'm out this bitch.
When she told me, I said, oh, my God. Well, I told Pete, and I was like, no, but listen, she's got to tell you the story. It's going to be better if she tells you the story. Let her tell you. So I set her up. I'm like, hey, Luisa, remember we were talking about you working at all these other jobs?
In El Kentucky?
I'm like, can you tell them about when you were working in el
Kentucky?
No, they say Kentucky.
No, in el pollo del viejito.
El viejito,
yeah. Dígale, ¿cómo le fue en el pollo del viejito?
She says that they worked her to death the first day, and she just quit. She says she was sore. She couldn't move for like 3 days.
It was...
Because they had her just cleaning nonstop with the big stainless steel things.
Damn.
And she also said that... after the chicken has been sitting under the lamp, that they have to throw it out.
After an hour.
What?
So she's like, it's a place, like, for sure. She's like, if you gave me Popeyes,
El Viejito,
Popeyes. Or anybody.
Churches, El Popeye, or El Viejito.
Viejito. She says El Viejito, because they actually throw out their chicken every hour.
Wow.
After it's been sitting there for an hour, it's thrown
out. That's how you know they're making money. Like, man, fuck that chicken.
You know, also, they probably don't want to risk anybody getting sick with chicken being out. Even though it's under the light at some places.
So even though it's fried, you can still get sick?
I don't know.
Well, it's probably just it's probably not going to be salmonella sick, but it has
been
sitting
out. You might get chorro sick, maybe, you think?
Well, it's going to be like bad satisfaction. Like their shit is crusty, yeah, dry.
Not coming back.
Yeah, it's probably like McDonald's fries. After a while, just got them way done.
Who has the best fries, y'all think? Or you're going to say, I know who you're going to say.
Well, not In-N-Out.
But, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I mean, I like In-N-Out fries. I have nothing against In-N-Out fries, but McDonald's, you can't.
McDonald's.
Really? We got into an argument about this in the elevator that one time.
And what did you say?
I said Whataburger, and Chingo was like, Five Guys, without question.
Well, I fucks with Five Guys because they put a shit ton of fries, and sometimes Whataburger be having them little, the crust, like the hard ones, ¿verdad? Not the little crispies. I'm cool with a couple crispies, but like in general, it's just like, damn, this shit's it's not frozen, but it's like, what the fuck? What is this? Mm. Like the consistency, you know what I'm saying? So as you can see, we're hungry.
For
bro.
Me, it's Chick-fil-A fries.
Yeah, those
are the waffle ones.
That's
waffles.
The worst. They always need salt.
That's basic shit right
there. No, I love those. Those are my favorite. I like it because I can eat them in pieces. Like a waffle, you know, you can eat them in square.
Okay, you planning to move to Sugarland? Like a Sugarland mom over here.
Speaking of Sugarland moms, oh my God, no offense to Sugarland moms listening, but
that's half our listenership.
Listen, I don't get to live a normal mom life, right? So I don't get to enjoy the. Let me get up in the morning and go to Target and get a coffee and just enjoy a little nice stroll in Target. If I go to Target, I gotta apúrale porque you only what else do you need? No, like that's all. Why do we need that? Why can't you just go to Walgreens?
Well, so the Target experience is fucked up because of me,
right? So it's always like rush. But that morning, I was gonna go meet my girlfriend to get a pedicure, right? Because she's moving back to Miami. And so I was so amazed. The whole line at Starbucks were all moms.
At the Target Starbucks.
They looked cute, too. They weren't like tiradas, okay? They looked cute. They were dressed in their Lululemon outfits.
What were they
wearing? In their workout Lululemon outfits. Mm-hmm. Their nice strollers. And they were all sitting there waiting for their coffee, getting ready to get their morning started. And I was just like, wow, is this what moms in Sugarland do? I was very impressed because their kids were all well behaved.
Sugar mamas.
Right? Exactly, 100%. Yeah. Because I told Rob, not one of them had a cheap diaper bag.
Uh-huh. Big sign, big Come sign.
So what he does?
A huge sign. I mean, some looked what he does. Some probably were Hispanic married to white men. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh, this is
like Jerry said,
plotting
he won
his moves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's like, how am I going to do this thing, this back and forth thing, considering I got kids?
Is there any comedy club in Sugarland?
Yeah.
Mapping it out. Right. Blueprint.
We need to make one.
Yeah. So I was like, damn, this hug. I text Rob. I'm like, is this how it goes down in Sugarland? I was like, damn, okay, Sugarland.
Speaking of comedy clubs and making more comedy clubs, the Improv is opening up shop in a lot of cool markets. Mm-hmm. They got one coming in Seattle. Which all the Seattle listeners, I even have family in Seattle and I haven't been able to go. However, Tacoma, I will see you there. And donde más, Milwaukee, which if you're not familiar with Milwaukee, they have a huge Mexican festival every August. Mm. Huge. And then they open one in
Raleigh.
North Carolina in the Raleigh area. And donde más. They got Vegas
and
coming.
Maybe Vegas is coming,
yeah,
too.
They got Vegas coming. Mm. The LOL in San Antonio, I think, is becoming an improv.
Is it now an improv?
Yeah. Have you been there recently?
Not since it turned to an improv. I was one of the last comedians to perform as the LOL.
So it's called San Antonio Improv now?
I think so, fool. I don't know.
No, I don't think the name is legally changed yet.
Aren't you doing that? That's, yeah.
Well, we have, but it's still called the
it's
LOL.
Still
I think
LOL.
It's still overseen. There's a transition.
Yeah. It's not transition 100%. It's actually happening in January.
What the hell is this January? 2019?
No. Yeah, January. No, 2020. Okay, legal stuff.
It's 2019 now, Jay.
You know what I'm saying? I thought it turned in 2019.
No. So there's still kind of like legal ish, like not issues, but legal things that need to happen, like transferring this and that. And then January 2020 will supposedly legit be an improv. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Which is exciting, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. More work for us.
It's exciting because these are markets that, like, I know I've been, you know, it's on the list. Along with, you know, Vegas and stuff like that.
You know, one thing that I'm curious about, though, is if the reason the improvs are able to continue to grow in different markets is because they give not just comedians an opportunity, but a lot of these influencers, they're more open-minded to different types of performers versus a lot of more of the smaller clubs are if you're not a comedian or if you don't come with an agent.
Or like they're more purist?
They're more purist, yeah. They kind of like won't let you in versus the improvs, you know, they're big dogs. I get it, right? But they allow different things to happen. I'm like I told you about that one girl I follow mm-hmm. on
Instagram.
YouTube. She had a live podcast there and she sold it out. Yeah. Obviously, if you're bringing
asses to seats,
yeah. what's going to happen? They're going to welcome you, of course, because they're in the business of making money just as we are as well. But, you know.
Well, yeah, that might be part of it. Like, you know, it's a lot of opportunity. I think even just based on comedians alone, like the comedy game, they probably look at it like, let's just say pretend you have like the Houston Improv. Okay, who's been doing well there? You know, Theo Von did these numbers, Joey Diaz did these numbers, or mm-hmm. whoever. They're probably like, hey Theo, hey Joey, have you thought about going to Milwaukee? Or hey, what are your fans like in North Carolina? Or mm-hmm. have you done Seattle? So it's like they are a premium club, they're a club, so they probably just do the math like, look, we're going to go to Milwaukee.
But they also, with the also another thing about them is...
Llego la comida!
Yeah, it's on its way. On okay. Also, another thing about them is that they actually will consider you for other markets. Like, they'll tell you, like, hey, we're opening here. Are you... Is this a market you're interested in? Which I appreciate that from them. And you know what's crazy is I've only been... helping Chingo or working for Chingo, whatever, for the past 5 years. And since when I first started to reach out to people, it has changed within the last four years.
What do you mean? The people you deal with?
Yeah, because at first they were wanting to see a video of yours, remember?
At some of the clubs.
So some of the clubs wanted to see...
Like a reel?
Like a reel, exactly. Or they call it...
That's the old school way.
Yeah, they call it a...
EPK.
EPK. Yeah. So they wanted to see a video of his you know, what he was doing. I'd be like, okay, he's all over, like, YouTube. Can I just send you a YouTube video? And it was like, nah, bye. And it was like, we don't want to deal with you if it wasn't for that. And so then it was like, geez, man. So that's when we talked about. Remember, I said, we need to record something. You need to make something so that I have something to show these. Mm-hmm. Now it's just all I've got to do is send a bio. I explain social media numbers, as I've talked to Jerry about. And then it's like, would you be interested? And it's kind of like, well, let's talk. Let's see what we can work. So it's changed just in the couple of years, and I'm sure it's changed a lot more since you've been in. How long have you been doing comedy now?
I'm turning 10 in October.
There you go. Wow. See, wow.
Do you know the day?
October.
No, 1. I wish I knew. I just remember it was close to Halloween when I started.
Nice. And you know what? I'm disappointed about you too. About
God damn.
Yes, Mom.
Welcome to the What Did You Say podcast. Yes,
is it you don't have pictures
of what?
Of like the past, of like your throwbacks.
We talked about this.
I know we did, but I'm off sad that record. You don't, because I would have loved to have seen that journey, like that Jerry Garcia journey from when he started, especially because when you tell the story about how you would go to all of George Lopez's show because mm-hmm. you were a big fan.
Huge, yeah.
That's got to be a, I mean, all those things are cool stories. Yeah. I love those things. Like when I see his old stuff, I love looking at all that, you know, like it's nostalgia, you know? So no, it's kind of cool.
I do regret it, but I started when I was 29 years old. And at that time, I just wanted to keep it a low profile. I wanted to try it. I wanted to try comedy. I wasn't telling, now my family didn't know for like the first year, dog. Right. Like the whole first year, nadie sabía, güey. I would just go to open mics, try it,
double
life.
I'm gonna go walk the dog. You don't have a dog.
Yeah. I'm gonna get some cigarettes. I'll be back. And for like the first year, up until like sometime in a year and a half, I started like kind of letting people know, like, hey, I'm actually doing comedy. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm actually killing
them. Yeah.
You should come see the show.
So I never took pictures. I'm actually on HBO now. I was like, obviously, I didn't have headshots.
Yeah.
I didn't take pictures on stage. And a lot of, obviously, they're open mics. You're not taking pictures at open mics. You know, those are amateur nights. You're not gonna be out there. So not until like after my second year is when I started, like, there's a few pictures of me then. Me, I had no glasses. I had like different, my hair was different. It was, I got a couple.
So as a fan myself, what at 29 gets you to go on stage and try stand up? Because I'd be considered a new fan. Like after the special, I was like, oh shit, these guys are really funny. So from Chingo's Netflix special, that's when obviously got caught on.
The thing is that it's weird for me that I always wanted to be a comedian. Is it cara chiquito way? I was like, I won funniest class clown in middle school in the yearbook, and I won funniest in high school.
Wow.
And I was always a fun. I tell people that's how I got laid. That's how I had girlfriends. that's funny was the only way.
That's how I had two kids.
I never got bullied.
Had lunch money.
I was popular, and you know, I'm not the biggest dude, you know, or anything like that. I was never in football or nothing like that. So anyway, I always wanted to be a comedian. But in my 20s, me la pasaba, I was making babies. I was fucking, you know, working jobs, bro. Just working, just living life. And to be honest with you, it's going to sound kind of weird, but I'm from Huntington Park, and it's a very paisa, old school community, very Latino. Like, I didn't know much about outside of HP, dog. I rarely went to Hollywood. I never went to Hollywood. There's no reason for me to. HP. Wow. I would never leave. I would go to South Central and whatever.
So, reference, how far is that from Hollywood?
It's not that even far. Like, maybe like 15 miles. But it's
Jesus.
But it's traffic. Yeah. And that's just not my hood. That's not where I'm from. 15
miles actually is like about 45 miles.
Yeah, fuck yeah, bro. No, y luego, pues, ahí todos los güeros, los gringos. It's not my hood. It's not where I'm at, dude. I was bar hopping, partying, house parties, doing other chingaderas,
like more local.
Yeah, just local shit. But
when was it when you first?
Okay, George Lopez, bro. Like I tell, I was a huge George Lopez fan.
So like sitcom days or stand-ups?
Stand-up days, bro. Like,
well, he knew George before. I mean, he was watching George before he blew up.
Before he blew up, fool. Like, I'm 39 years old, fool. I went to see George for the first time in 1999 or 98 at the Ice House Comedy Club. So I was I was like 19 years old at the time. And I heard him on the radio. I'm Big Boys, Power 106. And so he came out. He's fucking hilarious. Like, he was so funny, dude. Like, this guy's hilarious. And so I took a date, and I went, and I checked him out. And he was packing it out, fool. Like, he was there all weekend, and he was slamming, bro. Mm. But nobody knew who he was, fool. I remember leaving, and I'll be like, that guy's hilarious, man, but he's never going to make it in Hollywood. He's never going to be famous porque está feo ese güey. Feo, güey. I will tell him, like, oh, it's too bad that he's so dark and sweaty and brown and just Mexican. Like, he's never, no one's going to, why? That guy's never going to be on TV. Like,
my mama always says, está feo con todas las Fs.
Pero con ganas. Yeah. No, honestly, that's literally what I would think. Like,
George, Chingo here, I didn't say nothing.
No, and I say that with all due respect, man, because I loved him. I thought he was the most, but that's how I figured out, because Hollywood's not going to accept this guy the way he looks. And sure enough, dude, Sandra Bullock's the one that blew him up or whatever. Yeah. Everybody knows that story. Mm. And all of a sudden, he's on TV and all that shit. I'm like, dude, I remember watching him, man. But like, I mean, it's because the compa le echaba ganas. He levantaba like 2 hours, bro. I remember I used to go see him at the Ice House, the comedy club, the second show, the 10 hours. O'clock. Dude, not más way. Una vez, way. It was a 10 o'clock show, fool. We went to a 10 o'clock show. This fool went to 2 o'clock in the morning. He went up like around 11 something, right? By the time he went up, it was like 11 something. He went to 2 o'clock in the morning, dude, doing comedy. People were just laughing, cry. I couldn't do it. I was holding my pee forever, bro. And then it got to a point like around 1:30. When it was 1:30 in the morning, I'll never forget this. When Sean would tell you, I think Sean was there. They turned the lights on him, fool. Like, the comedy club said, that's it. You're done. Yeah. You got to go. We got to go. We can't serve beer no more. We're done. Mm-hmm. And that fool, they turned all the lights on. And then George stopped pedo. Because people were sending him shots and shots on the stage. He had like a bunch of shots on the stage. And he's drunk as fuck. And he's like, if you don't turn these fucking lights off right now, I'm never going back to this comedy club again. And everybody, of course, everybody, the whole crowd going crazy, fool. And sure enough, all the lights come back off.
Gangster. But
slowly,
bro.
They dimmed them.
Yeah, he's having totos 30 minutes, dog. And at 2 o'clock, just comes gangster. Up. And I want that. I want that. I want to be that guy.
Wow.
The guy that threatens the club. Yeah, right. I want that
turn
power.
Turn off these goddamn lights.
And yeah, from that moment, dude, and then. But I just never knew. What I'm trying to get at is that I never knew how to be a comedian. Like, I'm just a little paisa from HP, dog. I didn't know what an open mic was. I didn't know how to fucking write a joke. And
Segway.
I didn't know none of that shit. I just knew how to be funny.
It when you finally...
As I was getting older, my kids were born. My second son was born. And then I started getting that old fucking midlife crisis. I'm about to be 30 and I'm not doing nothing with my life. And I got kids and
I gotta do something.
I started feeling old.
Hey, man.
I started feeling like old and loser. And yeah, bro. And I was like, fuck that. And I just went for it. Well, my friends were always like, you gotta do it. Because I was always telling my friends, I want to be. And one of my friends, Marcos Osorio, signed me up at an open mic in North Hollywood at the AHA Comedy Club.
How did you know what to say? What to talk about?
I had no idea, dude. I went up there and I bombed and I ate the biggest dick ever. And I was really bad. But I saw other comedians that night and they got laughs. And I'm like, wow, this is real. And I went up there I talked about my day, basically. Oh, so I just came back and I have a baby and it fucking sucks. And just my wife doesn't even know I'm here, but I'm here. And nobody was laughing. Nobody was like, So kids, man, right? Kids are tough.
Stepdads.
I got to change that. Oh, I'm so tired of I think I smell like shit right now. Like, yeah. So I'm done changing diapers. And people are just like, All right. Cool. Like, that's the only thing you do only did 5 minutes, and then two, I did like three, and I was like, okay, well, thanks, guys. Thank you, everybody.
Dude, three's an eternity the first time you go up there.
Fuck yeah, fool. But I stayed, obviously, and I saw others do it, and I said, oh, that's how it's done. They're actually literally writing shit down. I saw fools with their notebooks.
Now, did you see them at first, and you were like, man, I'm funnier than that guy, and then you go up the first time, you're like, this is hard.
Yeah, it kind of crossed your mind, but of course, adrenaline, and you're nervous, and you're anxious, and you just think that my natural instinct was going to kick in, yeah. And it never kicked in. And then I realized, oh, I have to write jokes. Oh,
how did you realize that? Or when, after going to so many open mics, that's when you finally were like, okay, shit, I need to sit down and write.
Correct.
But then how did you figure out there's a setup and a punch?
Oh, from watching comedy.
No. We're trying to treat Jerry to some tacos. You know, he's visiting us.
So. you just kind of like from watching other people, that's when you figured studying, out that yeah, there's, okay, studying. Got it.
And then you start talking to fools and stuff like that. And then, oh, okay, cool. And then I don't honestly remember the first jokes I wrote, but I just remember like making people laugh. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is fucking dope. Mm. And gracias a Dios, man, everything went pretty fast. That's all within my first 6 months, dude. By the 6 month, I was like already like getting booked for like 5 minutes and stuff like that. And then I won a contest, an amateur contest. I won $500 within my first year. Yeah, I won $500, and it was like, what the fuck? And I got $500 in fucking cash. And I was like, holy shit.
So when did you finally break it down to your ex-wife that?
When I won the $500, and I go, damn, this is real.
This like, is what I've like, been doing.
I fucking make it, man. This is fucking shit. And,
this is why I don't answer sometimes.
And then I started meeting a bunch of comics, and they started taking me under their wing, like, oh, come hang out with us, come roll with us, come to this show, and come put him up, go up. And I used to just go up and shit like that. And
that's great. Dope.
I remember the first time I went to Bray Improv, Jeff hit me up, Jeff Garcia, and he's like, yo, I'm with the Bray Improv tonight, man, come down and come hang out. I'm like, cool, yeah, man, sure, I'm there, I'll be there, man.
Dude, oh, you had just met him?
Yeah, I had just met him like the night before at the Haha. And then so I go to the Bray Improv. It's a big comedy club, obviously, sold out show. And I'm in like in the audience in the back, kicking in the back, and then his opener comes up to me like, yo, Jeff said you're gonna do 5 minutes. Oh, what the fuck? See, with no mom is it. And I go up. I didn't know how to get up on stage, dog. I went in through the middle. I went through people. Like I had to go, climb
oh my God.
Over people, dude.
Wow.
Like the host was bringing me up. All right, this next guy's coming up, man.
He's looking behind
him. Yeah, he's looking for me and he can't find
that's
me.
That's hilarious.
And I came in like I parted the Z like
king, bring me.
Yeah. I came in like Moses, fool. Like it's crazy, dog. And
like Kanye.
The rest is history. After that, yeah, just when it hit me, once I started getting the laughs, once I felt I got it. Like yeah, something clicked. I get it. And then I couldn't stop. Fool the drug, man. It was amazing, dude. And that's why I couldn't tell nobody. I was embarrassed.
And then you finally, did you break it down to your parents also?
My wife knew, of course, because I was telling her, hey, I'm going to go try this out. And she's like, oh, go get it out of your system. Get it out of your system. Go see what the fuck happens.
She thought it was just like something you were going through.
Yeah, I was going to go, literally something I'm going through at that time, a little phase.
Yeah. Like go fail so you can come back and realize that wasn't it.
Yeah, pretty much. No, pretty much. And,
hey, that's how life
that's
is.
That's how it right? is. Huh? But, she was supportive and stuff like that. And but yeah, it's crazy. Then I started telling like my family little by little. Everybody was tripping out. ¿Qué?
¿Cómo? ¿Payaso?
¿Cuándo? ¿Ya? ¿Y te pagan?
¿Y te pagan?
No. ¿Cold hard cash? ¿Por bajo de la mesa?
Nada.
¿Y no te piden el W-9?
That's hilarious.
Right, so I don't know if we're going to munch on the mic, but maybe we'll just... what are we going
to
do?
Let's go foreplay? Let's go just to one of our sponsors and shit.
Yeah, right.
Or we'll just keep going until...
You can't cut and come back? Is this life?
Or this will go viral as fuck. Or we'll go viral as fuck. Where it's like, man, that episode with y'all eating on the mic.
Is this live?
Yeah.
No, it's just going to film it.
Cut it. That's movie magic.
Filming it for YouTube. It's up to y'all.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, movie magic. Okay, press pause. Press pause.
Yep.
Pick it back up.
All right, blood sugar is back up. Jerry, I want to ask you, man.
Hey, this camera's not hidden down here because now my lonjita's hanging out of this, this crop top.
We gotta loosen up the... Yeah, we all rocking sweatpants now.
De buenas que my pants are elastic because...
De buenas. So you did Reno for a little while.
Yeah.
So, man, you've been on the road. You did Reno for a weekend.
A week, bro.
A whole week.
When you go Vegas or Reno, like the casinos out there, you got to be there a week. Well, Reno is Tuesday to Sunday. Vegas is Monday to Sunday. Not that cabrón.
And then from there, you went where?
Here to San Antonio.
Okay.
I showed in Victorville. I had to show in Victor. Shout out to Victorville, California. And then I went to...
Where's that? Yeah, what is up? That by?
Victorville is halfway to Vegas, from L.A. to Vegas. Halfway. It's like that's where you stop. Last stop for gas is in Victorville. Mm-hmm. And then you still go to Vegas. Yeah. It's
fucking far. There's spice out there?
Yeah, it's like it's a rough town. Mm. It's a rough town. It's a boonies, bro. It's all way out there, and
it's like Sugarland. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right.
Good callback, Marisol. Yeah,
right. You don't go to Victorville by choice.
Hey, I'm trying to work on my little 5 minute.
You don't choose Victorville. Victorville chooses you.
Though.
So you did.
Hey, I started off by when I was Victorville. Like, I was like, hey man, how are you guys doing, Victor? Well, I know how you're doing. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you guys came out to the show.
Damn.
It was like Johnny Cash performing at Folsom Prison.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you did Reno, Victorville, San Antonio, right?
Yeah.
At Jokesters. And you haven't been home since then?
Nah, fool. I go home Monday, though.
And then, so you're in Houston?
Nah, I was home for a couple of days, though. Yeah.
After, like,
around Victorville? I got home from Reno, like, Monday. That was home Tuesday. And Wednesday.
No,
Tuesday,
you
Wednesday.
Weren't really home. I wasn't really home. Because I even asked you, hey, you have a second to chat. You're like, not really, fool. Like, let me wait till I finish this this run.
Yeah.
You're like, we'll catch up whenever I get to Houston. I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Man, how you feeling from back to back just work?
You don't feel beat up?
Yeah. I'm not drinking as much. I'm not partying as much as I used to, dog. So
that's
I realize that now.
Meanwhile, last night.
Bro. Yeah, I did go hard last night, man. Shout out to Jokesters Comedy Club, man. It was great. But every once in a while, I'll go hard. But now, I think that's the hack, bro. That's the life.
Yeah.
Rest. You just got to rest. Hydrate, and just fucking.
It's the basic shit, like chill, the food you eat.
Yeah,
how much rest you get? Are you hydrated? Yeah. Or dehydrated? Because man, I fuck around and get like a headache if I'm just like too much coffee, not enough water. You just get a migraine.
See, I do back and forth. So I have a hydro flask full of water, then my cup full of coffee.
Hydrate while you dehydrate.
Yeah, exactly. I go back and forth.
So if you are going ham, what's your drink of choice?
When I drink?
Yeah.
Beer,
bro.
Just put a cerveza.
Put a cerveza away. I don't even fuck with tequila, vodka. Nah, fool. Just beer.
Hennessy.
Beer. And for some reason, it's not even Corona. The only reason I drink Corona is because the only beer I figured out that does not give me a hangover. Mm. That's the only reason, dog. I like Modelos. I like other. Mm-hmm. I like other beers. I like all beers. But other beers give me fucking hangovers.
I may be mistaken.
Mistaken?
I'm sorry. Pinche tacos me regreso. La salsa. I may be mistaken. But if I'm not mistaken, right? It's going in a loop. I'm second loop. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that Corona is somehow filtered in rice or something.
Corn.
So it's corn. So it's gluten free.
Yeah,
my dog.
That's what it is.
Well, I know two people that are Mexican and super allergic to gluten.
Yeah,
you know them.
Well, Jesus and Sammy from Desmadre. So they're
they get bad hangovers.
They're super allergic to. They don't fuck with gluten at all.
Ah,
and it really fucks them up.
Guess who gets sick with Coronas, bro?
With Coronas?
Oh, with Coronas?
Wait, Sepulveda?
Yeah, well, he gets really bad hangovers.
Jesus Sepulveda. Yeah,
Jesus Corona.
No, Sepulveda. We're talking about.
I'm talking about Desmadre.
Jesus
Beltran. Oh, okay, because Jesus Sepulveda gets sick when he gets hungover.
Well, I'm talking about the opposite. I don't know. I'm gonna text him later and figure it out. But even somebody was telling Marisol something about gluten. And
I don't know what gluten is, Dick, to be honest with you.
It's something that's in bread or something.
It's a protein. It's for a lot of people, it's an amino acid. For some people, it's hard for them to digest.
Well, someone just, I went.
You don't have to tell all.
I'm
going to
say everything.
Where
the girl that hooks me up with my grooming, she asked me today, she's like, are you allergic to gluten? And I was like, no, not that I know. She's like, all that on your arms and on your leg, she's like, it's little bumps. And I've never I've had them on my arm growing up, but then they went away as
like
I became an adult. No, more like little granitos. Like, I don't know. And so then they went away as an adult, but when I got pregnant, they came back. But now I also have them like open pores, like on my leg. And so the girl was explaining to me, because I guess obviously they have to do the whole study of hair and the growth and the follicle and et cetera. So she was saying, as your hormones change, hence being pregnant, it can cause the follicles of the hair to kind of get wider, the hole, pore gets wider. And then if you're allergic to gluten, then it even makes it more irritated and it expands even more. So she was like,
this is the nutrition episode.
Yeah. So she was like, because I told her, I said, I want to make an appointment to a dermatologist. And she was like, oh, all they're going to give you is this cream I'm about to tell you to go get. It's over the counter. I was like, are you sure? She's like, straight
or
positive.
What happens if you cut out gluten?
She says, so she was explaining to me that her brother is also, and also it can be hereditary, which makes sense because my mom used to have it on her arms. It went away from my mom. But anyway, so she was saying basically her brother is vegetarian. And so her brother has it all over his face.
Y se le quitó with the vegetarian?
No, because he only eats off of bread, pasta, all that stuff. So he's like, it never goes away for him. She goes, unlike her, she's like, I stay away from it and I use the cream. And she's like, and she's like, I just basically como que le quedaron puras like scars from it.
Damn. Might be like eczema.
I don't know, but I really want, I'm going to go to the dermatologist anyway to just get checked, even though, you know what I'm saying? Because I just thought it was weird because I've never really had.
Just talking about
I've never had skin issues. But anyway, long story short, going back to the gluten in the beer. So you realize that.
No Corona is like
no. Yeah, I guess I became immune to it or something. I love Modelos, but they're not always everywhere. They're not, they're, you know.
I love Modelos.
I love Modelos.
Yeah, it's probably, that's probably my favorite my beer. Tasting me beer. Too.
Yeah. Me too. But it's just not around as much as Corona is, right?
You fuck with Bohemia?
No, not really, dog. No, not really. Yeah, my dad good. Loves Bohemia. My dad loves Bohemia, but they're too strong, I think, for me, dog. They're too manly.
That's crazy, man. Okay. So wait, you did Del Rio, San Antonio? Or
no, that was I was in Del Rio. I was in the what is that called? The border towns?
Yeah, it's a
the
border valley. Town. Yeah. No. Well, the valley is more like
Laredo, McAllen.
That's what I did.
Laredo, yeah, right. Even Laredo's not considered the valley, no, because that's more Bahia. It's west. So specifically, not to get y'all a fucking lecture on the RGV 956, but that's gonna be like Brownsville, like
I did Brownsville,
McAllen, Harlingen, West Laco, Mission, Donna, Far, all that stuff is like right there,
which is dope. Great market, man.
Oh yeah,
yeah, great market. Shout outs to Irma Ruiz from Mind Twist Comedy, who put the show The Run together with along with Israel Garcia, one bad comic.
Shout out to
two homies out here from the RGV. Mario Superstar Salazar, who runs McAllen, the pitch theater out there. Cool guy, fucking funny guy. Raymond Horta, good people. Yeah. I didn't work with him, but we hung out one day. We had like lunch and shit. Mm-hmm. Cool people, man.
Yeah.
And yeah, good, just good people, man, out here in Texas, bro. I love Texas, though.
Yeah, the RGV, that's like our San Diego. Basically, you know, I know it looks a little bit different.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
San Diego's beautiful, bro.
Yeah, I know exactly. How is that the comparison? I mean,
no, because border town. Because border town.
Okay.
And, you know, it has potential.
It's more like Chula Vista.
Probably. Yeah. It's like a whole bunch of Chula Vistas together. Mm. Nah, but like, but if you add it all up, if you combine all that, all those people and traffic, that's San Diego. Like, I know San Diego's a big city and I know it looks totally different. It's beach and all that. But if you add up Brownsville, McAllen, all that, all them, that's a fucking metropolis.
Fuck yeah, bro.
I wonder how many motherfuckers are like.
Yo,
that is.
I think we talked about this on the podcast last time, but just like you have an accent and it's so specific to where you're from.
The HP accent.
Did you did you notice the accent out there?
Oh,
it's so different,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I know you say that I have an accent. He was the first one that told me.
I know you say that I have an accent.
Y'all. I mean, y'all. I'm like, Marisol, it's just me. What do you mean, y'all?
And we met this guy at the store.
Remember, in the valley.
In the valley. And he was like, oh, where y'all from? And
it was
like,
at American
Houston.
Eagle. Yeah.
Yeah, and
I was like, hey, man, I need these jeans right here. He's like, oh, hey, where y'all from?
Yeah.
We're from Houston. Oh, yeah, I used to live there for a little while, but I didn't like it. No me gustó. And like, man, what happened, dog? I was like, it's too big of a city. No, it's not that. It's just too diverse. he somebody handed him some cold menudo, like, too diverse. He's like, too many mixes of people.
We're
all the same.
But it's true, because anywhere you go out there, honestly, I felt like, oh, we're all cool. We're all the
culture.
Same. Yeah. Right. It's one culture. Like,
one people.
Because even the white people that live out there
are valley.
They talk like
they're like polar bear.
Yeah, they all talk the same.
They talk the same. They speak English the way. Yeah. Shout out to John Stringer.
He speaks Spanish and shit.
Yeah, he speaks Spanish. Like, have you ever heard him? Like, oh, no, you've never met.
Yeah, I haven't met him.
No, Stringer's not from the valley, but he blends in. He fits in.
Yeah, he fits in.
He's an example of like how some of the white people down there.
I miss John Stringer. He's dope.
He's
funny. Yeah. But anyway, so it's crazy because they're their own culture. They totally have their own culture in the valley.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you
did. You know, when I was out there, I learned that. Did you know that the INS Border Patrol people, they brought crocodiles in El Rio. They threw it.
No way.
Yeah, fool. I was like, what?
Man,
that's cheating, dog.
Yeah.
Like, fuck that. That's not playing fair.
Crocodiles?
Mission Impossible? What the fuck?
Or alligators. I get them confused.
Okay. They're probably alligators.
Alligators.
Fucking crocodiles. Wait,
I got them confused, dog.
What's the difference?
There is a difference.
Yeah. Crocodiles way bigger.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge.
It's
like
way
the face
bigger.
Is
yeah,
like
it's like a dinosaur.
Well, which one's going to do a better job of catching?
For sure, the crocodile.
Fucking not. The crocodile? For sure.
Well, whatever it is, they threw some in there. I think they gave them badges and everything, dog. Crazy. That is cheating, though. That's fucked up, fool.
Yeah, they're trying to make it like, that's Yahweh, Mission Impossible, like, It's like the Beastmaster show on Netflix.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
man,
ninja.
I don't know if I worked Border Patrol. And I saw my own people.
We all say that. We all say that.
I don't know that I could do that.
I know, right? Well, I mean,
I don't know. I think I'd be like, oh, I didn't see you.
You just tell yourself they're MS-13. They're MS-13.
Well, obviously, we all see the Border Patrol dudes, the Paisa ones, as sellouts, right? But then you talk to them and they're like, no, dog, you want more of us because we're going to treat our people right and they're going to make sure they're safe and they don't die. And
give them a sandwich.
Yes, we can throw them back, but
we give them water.
At least we're not going to fuck them up or do something bad to them. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, mother.
Good point.
Yeah, like, huh? Because we would always look down at Mexican Border Patrol guys, but actually talking to them, they have some good points. Like, we actually can communicate with them, right? So I'm like, huh?
It's kind of like
we're not gonna shoot.
They're like, it's like I'm deporting my tia, you know? It's,
And like, but you throw them back, fool. I mean, yeah, I'm gonna throw them back.
Well, not no more. Like, not no more. That was the nice way. That's how Obama did it. They just, you know,
send them on back.
Return
the same.
Now it's like no. We gonna make money off y'all now.
What, the cages? What are you talking
per
about?
Per head, yeah. Each person. Now it's prison. Now it's like privatized. Now there's investors. Now there's money per each foil blanket.
Damn.
There's per head. Let's see how long we can shuffle them in the system.
Damn, it's scary.
But
man.
The whole separating families thing, you know, that shit kind of backfired. But they thought it was gonna deter people. They didn't plan it all out.
Yo de pendejo, when I was like 19, 20, trying to be funny again. I was being a class clown. We went to Tijuana to party, right? We crossed the border, fucking party all night, got
Wait,
super drunk.
This was recently, no?
True story.
Recently?
No, I go all the time, but not this time. But I was like 19, 20 at the time. And yo, pendejo is dumb, dumbest shit ever. But basically, I came back, I was drunk, and I was trying to be funny with the Border Patrol dude. And I was like, you a citizen? And I'm like, ¿qué? ¿Qué pasó? I said that. He fucking locked me up, fool.
What?
He put me in a cell for 6 hours, dog.
You
I was
didn't
in a
show
fucking
your ID?
Cell. Of course, afterwards. And you're like, no, I'm trying to be funny. You're in the fucking cell. And they threw me in a cell, fool, with all the paisas in there. And then they pasaban los pinches Border Patrols. I'd be like, oh, come on, dude. I already showed you my
I'm from
ID.
HP, dude.
That. Come on, I'm an American citizen. Sit your ass down. You're not going nowhere. They're trying to like prove a point and scare me. And I ended up fucking spending 6 hours in that fucking
And they ended up scaring you.
Yeah, they scared me. Never. Now I'm like all proper. I get like, yes, sir. Yes, American sir. Citizen, sir. Yeah.
You don't even have
Where
your
from?
HP accent.
Oh, say,
dude, it's fucked up.
Oh, say, can you see?
And speaking of Tijuana, it's funny because, you know, I'm the only female that rolls with the guys, right? Yeah. So, you know, usually when we're at the green room, I get out and I just kind of go do whatever I'm going to go do. And then one day I walk in and I hear them like, yeah, dude, like, it was dirty. I was like,
better. This
what
is off
did
the record.
I just walk into?
Oh, we're in San Diego?
NDA, yeah. Non-disclosure.
I was like, what did I just walk into? And then they're telling me, they're like, you don't know that that happens? I'm like,
and I was like,
no.
How was it, guys? How was it?
And then
I used
listen,
to be crazy, too.
I know. No. I really did feel like that. And so the other day, remember, and I asked you.
She's always like, if you want to roll with your friends, you know you can.
I know. I was like,
I got it out of my system already, baby.
I said, you know, go with them. If you just go with
you
them.
You feel like I'm
don't,
like a party
like,
pooper?
Don't make me feel like I am. I hold you back.
Friends.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. Like, go be with the comics. It's cool. Like, I'm okay with being in the room. I mean, how often do I get to just sit by myself and not do shit? You know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, you can go. And it's like,
you can go to Tijuana.
I'm like, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and go. He's like, nah, I'm cool too. He's like, I don't want to bring
back a souvenir.
So dumb. Dude, I got pulled over on the way back from the McAllen shows. Did I tell you that?
No.
Oh, dude, I have no reason to, but I was like, fuck, you know, brown guy over here. And luckily, Don was with me, and I made the joke the entire time because the guy was a dick. This was a state trooper. He was a total asshole. I was driving her vehicle. Addresses were different and all that jazz. So he kept grilling me. Where are you from? What part of Houston? Why are you over here? This, that, and the
Houston.
Other.
Oh, we got a Houston boy up in here.
Yeah, dude.
Where's the bricks?
Grilling me. Asks for her ID. Addresses are different, blah, blah, blah. And then finally, she just like looks at her and he's like, all right, you can go. I was like, what? Why do you look at her and then say, I can go? I was the one driving. Wouldn't even acknowledge me after a while. I was just looking at her and talking to her. I was like, okay.
Is she white or what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what makes
sense. That's what I said. Yeah. That's why I was like, you know why I didn't get a ticket? Because you're sitting right there.
Yeah.
Big tits, blonde hair. That's why.
Hey, you try to how'd you do it? Like, you know, baby, if you weren't here, I would have been locked up. They'd have put me up under the jail. God damn it.
That's what I said. I was like, I'd have been right
went
back
thug
in the
life. I don't give a fuck.
Dude, asshole.
I was going to say what they think
that's
you
how
were,
they do us.
That you were Middle Eastern.
I
that's
know, that's
they
another
hard
thing.
Time.
That's why I had to trim the beard because it was longer than two. I got
to. Let me tell you what. My mom, because she travels so much and her passport She obviously has been to the Middle East, and so she went to Lebanon. So she's got several stamps from going to Lebanon, right?
That's not good.
Sketchy. Exactly. Yeah. So sketchy. Then we're coming back. We go visit. Actually, no. Reynosa, actually, we went to Reynosa to go get something from. We were getting something built at my dad's where he's buried. And so then we went to go kind of, because supposedly they said it was cheaper to get it made out there or whatever. So we go and we check it out. Well, on the way back, they pull us over because my mom's passport is stamped from Lebanon, right? And so there's like, he's like, pull over. And I'm just like, what the fuck? I'm like, no. And so I'm like getting pissed because, you know, my mom speaks English perfectly fine, but she obviously has an accent. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we get pulled over. And so they're like asking her, so what were you doing in Lebanon? She's like, vacation. Oh, vacation? Really? In Lebanon? I didn't know Mexicans went to Lebanon. And she was like,
damn.
And so
boys instigating.
I'm sitting next to my mom and I'm just like, okay, fucking answer already. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting pissed, right? Because now I feel like you're like, you know, you're insulting my mom. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? My mom works very hard for her to be able to travel, you know, take her trips. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so she's like, really? And you've been there several times. Well, what do you do for a living? She's like, I'm a hairdresser. A hairdresser can afford to go to Lebanon. I said, that was it. When he said that, I fucking fellas. Lost it.
Tupac Barbie came
out. I said, how dare you insult into a rap my battle. Mother? No.
Get out the way, mom.
Yeah.
First of all, your uniform is whack.
And my mom's like, and she's I'm like, that is an insult. I was like, what do you think? My mom has worked. And I'm like going off on it. And I was like, he's like, ma'am, this has nothing to do with you. I said, no, it has everything to do with me. I said, you are speaking to my mother that way. And I'm like going on about it.
How much neck movement?
Yeah, a lot of
like, our founding fathers.
No, and then he's like, I said, and I said, the people. I know my rights as a U.S. citizen. I said, and this is ridiculous. Yeah, exactly. I was going off. And my mom's just looking at me. And he's like, ma'am, sit down. And I was just like, I'm letting you know right now, I want to know where you have any right to be questioning my mother's job. And I'm like going on and on about it, and he's just looking at me. I said, I want to know. And so he walks off. He comes back. At this point, he's taking everything out of my mom. I'm talking about like a dick, like through all the luggage, like this, throwing them out. Like my mom was hiding something in the car, you know what I'm saying? So he's throwing everything out, and they're looking, they have the dog, they're, I'm like just watching us, and I just kept, I was like this. I said, this is so ridiculous. I said, this is ridiculous.
And she's like, and then they let us go, and we came through 83 kilos of
coke. I was
going
to say, yeah.
All the way from Reynosa. No.
And then they're like, all right, you can go. I said, are you kidding me? You're not even going to put our luggage back? I said, who raised you? I said, do you not have any mom? Do you not have a sister? You have nobody? I said, these
Abraham Lincoln would be disappointed.
Better get back in my car. I said, these luggage just better get back in my car.
Hey, and bro, so this is my wife.
Did he
bro.
Do it?
He put my luggage back in my car.
I wouldn't have done
bro.
It.
I would have stood my ground.
I wouldn't have done it.
I went
it.
Too far already. I'm not going back.
There's no going
bro,
back.
This is the woman I married. Bro.
I understand that.
So you're going to take out this trash.
Next thing you know, I see you all the time. Just what's up, man? Just pulling the trash.
Marisol is brava.
It's not even trash day.
Just practicing for tomorrow.
You know, doing laps. Shout out to Israel, man. He was up there tonight at the Secret.
Israel group. Garcia.
Yeah, he did his thing.
He goes by the name of One Bad Comic. That's like his little IG.
That's a good
like
IG
that.
Name.
Yeah, it's cool.
One Bad Comic.
Yeah, One Bad Comic.
Nah, I'm not digging it.
That was gonna be my one critique.
It's a double. It's a double entendre.
Yeah. No. You shouldn't though. You shouldn't.
Yeah, you can't brand
you
yourself that way.
You should brand yourself that way. You know,
because
he's actually sure
he's
funny.
He's very funny.
Yeah,
because he's very funny.
He is one bad comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did his thing.
See what I did there?
So, bad meaning good.
Yeah,
bad meaning great.
I guess.
Yeah,
it's a play on words.
Yeah, it's a play on words. Exactly.
What you guys do? You play on words.
Yeah.
So, man, you homesick yet, brother? Because, man, you've been on the road.
Man, that's a no, dog. I'll be home for a while.
No, dick. We always borrow that from you.
Yes, no, dick. Of course, I miss my kids a lot, fool. I talk to them a lot, FaceTime and shit like that. And
how's Nikki?
Great, man. I'm
that's
fucking
my homie.
Fucking, I'm a little player. And so, hey, tacano, si le gustan las mujeres. He likes girls, man. At your bottom, he likes girls, dude.
Did I tell you about him, how he pulled down my shirt?
What?
He was how old at that time?
Like three.
I was in the back seat with him. We were in the booster seat. And he basically was asking me if I always went to work with Chingo. And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, yeah? And I was like, is he kidding right now? Like, this little three-year-old is like, really, so you're going to go with Chingo to work tonight?
No. At first he was like, So when Chingo Bling be working, where you be at?
Yeah, where you? No, he literally said
he
that.
He said that.
He literally said
that. 3 years old.
A 3 year old.
Like it's very naive and cute innocent, and innocent and shit. But he literally asked that. We're just driving because we're all quiet. We're quiet in the car and it was just him talking. So we're all listening and shit.
I was like laughing and then
he's like, yeah, the first line usually catches them off guard.
But can you say the Chingo? Is he your boyfriend?
He's your boyfriend. Yeah, he was like, what is he?
Where do you live, Houston?
Yeah.
Where does he live, Houston? Y'all don't. Really? Y'all live together?
Yeah.
Damn, that's like. He's like, you're not hot? Take off your jacket.
Oh, yeah, he's
Yeah, he's like, you're not hot? Take off your jacket. He pulled my jacket off. I was wearing like a little blue jean. Like,
you don't believe in climate change? Global warming back here, Mika.
It was so. I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, it was looking cute as fuck and it's crazy.
It was hilarious.
Dude.
And it was working. That's the scary part. Yeah. It was like, I'm not even hot.
Well, it is hot in here.
Now that you.
He's so convincing.
He's so cute. Honey, look straight ahead. Honey, he's so cute.
He was adorable. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Jerry, where is he listening to this?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not like that dog, you know?
In 10 years, he's going to be swipe. Just like his daddy.
No, he'll say like all the time, like, oh, she's pretty. Like, girls like around, like, oh, she's pretty, puppy.
He's
like, yeah.
He's like, she should breastfeed me, puppy.
Yeah, go talk to her, dad.
And see if she got some milk.
Nice, cool kid, man. He's a keeper.
He's a keeper. And your two big ones? How
they
doing?
Yeah, motherfuckers are big, dog. They're just...
What grade are they in now?
6th and 7th.
Wow.
6th and 7th, motherfuckers are getting big, dog.
Actually, I was just telling... it was funny. I was just telling him. I was like, you know, I was thinking about you, and I was like, it's crazy because Jerry... When you have them, he's like, it's like y'all have a system. It's weird. I was like,
they help a lot.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They help with Nikki. Yeah. You know, and so I trip out of how when we went to Disney, it was like the older one went and got the stroller, and then the middle one,
The backpack.
Adrian, right? Yeah. Is the middle one, and Adrian goes and gets the backpack, gets everything ready. And they're like, come on, Nikki, get in, and it's like get in, and they all know what to do. Yeah. You know, it's like there's no like it's like y'all have a system. Yeah. It's like crazy. It's like because I was like. I wonder how when it clicked for Jerry, like where he had to figure out like the shit, there's no one helping me. This is what we have to do. We have to roll like this.
I talk to my kids a lot. There's just a lot of communication though. Mm-hmm. With the kid. I think that's where like there it is. Like my kids get it. They're very smart kids. And I literally do tell them, ayuda my way. Help me. I got a list away. Mm-hmm. Hey, dale comer. Hey, levántate. Get the soda, bro. Or get the Coke. Or get the water. Feed. Like I'm always like, and they get it. After a while, they just do it on their own, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Like, you're raising them right.
Yeah. With their iPad and stuff like that. Or like, oh, get the hotspot. Make sure the hotspot's on. And they're like, just right around. Just settle down. What do you want to watch? What do you want to watch? What? Okay. And like, they'll type it in for them. Yeah. YouTubes and shit. They put the YouTube. Right, here you go. And just like always on it, fool. Like, this is a trip. It's not even nothing that I like. I don't know how. It just fucking does. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We were talking about that. Yeah. I was like,
then they all got on a ride. Then I was watching the stroller. So yes, it's a system.
Yeah.
You like roller coasters?
No.
Hell no.
That's why he was watching the stroller.
No. I don't either.
No. I'm
not about it.
I'll pass. I'm good.
It was hilarious. Yeah, but I was like telling him, I was like, man, it's crazy, right? Jerry like figured it out because they all had a system. Like they knew what to do. You know, like, and they were all together. And when we went to go have ice cream, they also too, you know, it's like, come on, Nikki, sit down. Like, you know, like, don't fucking go over there. Yeah. Don't go walk around. Sit right here. Like,
do you have any disciplinary like issues with them ever that you have to?
I've had to whoop their ass a couple of times here and there, but nah, not really, bro. I mean, nothing. Only when I teach them about respect a lot. Just be very respectful. I will say thank you. I'll say you're welcome. Always that's like a big deal for me, dog. So a couple of times, you know, they get offline. I spanked them.
Educarlos.
Every once in a while. Like, that was not cool what you did, dog. That's not cool. Whatever. I can't even think of anything because it happens very, very rarely.
Rarely.
So, but, dog is, I don't really, fool, it's crazy, man.
That's cool.
And a lot of it does go to their mom. Their mom is a disciplinarian. Mm. Oh, yes, the cabrona, la mamá, eso es. Dude, homework, everything, fool. Like, always on point. Like, she checks her homework tediously.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
shit.
Important.
It's awful. You know, there's a lot of trust. Yeah. Did you do your homework? Yeah. That's all right. I trust you more. Okay. Orale, wey. All right. Cool.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah, don't lie. All right. Fool. Cool.
They speak Spanish and English?
Yeah. The grandma speaks Spanish to them. So, yeah.
Even cool, Nikki knows Spanish. Nikki. And he's actually white. He's actually white.
He's going to a kinder class where they teach him in Spanish, dog. They're doing that now. What is that called?
Immersion school.
Immersion.
Yeah. That shit, dog. Yep. And dog, it's the way he comes back with fucking big ass words. Like, you know, like, sin embargo. And I like, sin embargo. What the? Because there you go. Como te, how was school? It was good, but sin embargo.
You're like, what kind of boat is that?
Wait, what?
Dude, you gotta add that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, that's working. I'm working on that. That's me, hilarious. He's like, he knows more Spanish than me. It's just like,
proper Spanish.
Oh, he said, he's like, la carretera. Yeah. The other day, like the street. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Papi, ¿cuál carretera is this? Wow. Carretera. What are you talking about? No, autopista. No, he said autopista.
Yeah, freeway.
He goes, yeah. Papi, are we going far? I'm like, no, it's not too far. So, no autopista? I'm like, what? Like, I never use autopista. Like, I've never used that word.
What
in
do
my
you call
life.
Breakfast in Spanish?
Desayuno.
You say desayuno?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't.
You say almuerzo?
I say almuerzo.
Well, almuerzo is technically.
Oh, I'll use both.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
But the 4-year-olds, they were like, desayuno? And I was like, what? I don't ever say that.
Well, if you think about it, ayunas, you know what ayunas
is. Ayunas,
right?
Is we haven't eaten.
So, desayuno is like you're breaking the fast.
Right.
Versus almuerzo is kind of like a lunch.
Mm-hmm. See, I've heard that before, but I've never.
Or eaten. Actually, I'm sorry. It's like brunch, the reason.
No, almuerzo is lunch.
What's
lunch? Almuerzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I know where you're coming from, bro. Yeah.
But my grandma used to always say, ¿Quieres almorzar?
Yeah.
But she used to always say that. But I knew what she meant, but I knew that was not what.
It's like an early lunch.
it's 11 o'clock.
Brunch.
Mexicans don't know brunch. Yeah. It's almorzo. All
right. Yeah, that's dope.
Yo, so HBO, man, how does it feel? How's that affected your whole life?
Pretty dope, man. It's pretty amazing. Obviously, that's why I'm touring a lot more. Gracias.
That's why you're here, bro.
That's why I'm here right now.
If it wasn't
Houston,
for HBO, I'd be like, yeah, no. Jerry. No,
you know what's funny about
next
that?
Next time, Dick.
So, first of all, everybody thinks we're rich from it. We're not rich, you know. We get a flat rate check that's gone a long time ago. Like, I shot it in November, and they gave me the check like November 1st, and then we shot it like November 15th. And then it aired in June. So by that time, that money's gone, right? But what I'm trying to tell you is that, so like in August, HBO calls me, fool. HBO calls, hey, early in the morning, doc, for New York, right? It's like 7:30 in the morning, fool. Get the call. Hey, what's up, man?
Is it almuerzo or desayuno?
He goes, sorry to wake you up. I know it's West Coast, it's early, but why don't you know, man? This is in August, and the shit dropped in June, Father's Day weekend. And he goes, August, he goes, wait, I want to let you know, good news, man, great news. Your special, one of the most watched specials right now on HBO. All right. Yeah, yeah, it's beating out Ellen.
Nice.
It's beating out all these other specials.
Well, goes, I told you that. Remember I showed you the, on the trending, I was like, hey, I sent you a picture, and I said,
yeah,
you're over Ellen, and you were over another comic,
the other
two,
big names, I forgot who they were.
Two big names.
Yeah. And so, yeah, they're just like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And I thought they were like going to give me like a raise or a bonus.
Like, you still got my info.
Or like
info,
another
right?
special or something. And
same
I'm like,
routing number.
They're like, oh, that's great, man. That's awesome, dude. Like, all right, man. So that's all I want to tell you, man. Just go back to sleep, bro. Just
wait till the good news. Keep doing what you're doing.
What the fuck just happened? I was like,
if so
I like
confused.
A hot chick telling you, like, I would fuck you. I'm not.
Fucking
but I would
balls,
fuck you.
HBO.
Wow.
You know, it was weird, too, that it was on all HBO platforms, right?
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
were promoting it as HBO Latino.
Yeah, well, because they produced it. It was on their format. So it's an HBO Latino fucking joint.
Okay. Presentation.
Yeah. So, but once it premiered and aired there, and then after that, it goes on to HBO Go, HBO Now,
okay.
regular
yeah,
HBO,
yeah.
I believe, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me, I think they were bullshitting with me, but somebody told me that it's dubbed in Spanish too. I would love to listen to myself in Spanish.
No, but I saw something. Where did I see something where it did have
subtitles
HBO in Spanish?
Oh yeah, that's because
oh,
HBO Latino.
Okay.
That's part of the HBO Latino yeah. thing.
All the HBOs will do that. If you
yeah. yeah,
but it was translated not great.
I know, man.
No,
I don't like that
no,
shit.
Es que no se traduce igual.
That's why right. I can't do Spanish comedy, bro. Like I'm trying to do Spanish comedy. And
how did it go with Trejo? Did you do that one already?
Yeah, I did. All right. Yeah. I was supposed to do 10. I did 7, dog. Yeah, to be honest with you.
I'm about to be honest with you. Okay.
I did a couple of jokes. I tried that joke that I did tonight about my mom becoming a citizen. I did that one. Oh, my mom became a citizen. I told my mom, congratulations, mom, you're a citizen. She's like, mm-hmm. ¿Qué? ¿Qué pasó? No te entiendo. Like, just trying to figure out, like, wait, I don't know, dude. Spanish is hard, dude. I got to hand it to you, dog. Pretty good at it, dog. Jesus Sepulveda kills it too, dog.
Nice.
There's people who get it, and I don't. And I'm fluent in Spanish, dog. I think in Spanish, dog.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
know, I'm like, Spanish is my first and second language, dog.
Dude,
you know,
same
then,
here.
Then English third. So, but when it comes to comedy, it's not clicking for me there. Like, and maybe I'm just not focusing on
think,
it.
I think what happened, well, the way I felt trying that shit, is you feel like you're back at zero. You're back
it
at
does
amateur.
Feel like yeah.
So
feel
so
like
yeah,
my first time on, it does feel like my first time on stage.
Yeah,
bit.
And then you just adjust. That's
how many times have you done it?
like twice.
It was funny. Speaking of what you thinking, when we were at the show, because I thought, I'm like, oh, that's a new tag about the balls and you blowing the whistle. So in my hand, I spelled balls, and then
to remember,
and then I spelled whistle, and so that whenever I came back to see Jerry, I would remember. Oh, what was I gonna do? What was I gonna tell him that I remember? Balls and whistle. Yeah. And my sister's like, "What are you doing?" I was like,
"Yes, we'll be driving." She'll just be like, "Oh, oh, is that where this? Okay, what street is this? Westheimer. Okay, cool."
Yeah, and it's weird. Like my brain works. Right brain, yeah, shit. I don't know. Like that's how I memorize like things to like, oh, the shape of my hand, what it did. Okay, now I know that's what I'm gonna.
It's
tell
like writing
you.
It down.
It's weird. My sister's like, "What language, the fuck are you doing?" And I was like, "Oh, I want to ask Jerry about something." She goes,
"But like you got hand what Tourette's.
Are you? You're signing." I was like, "No, no, no. I'm finger spelling it because I'm gonna remember it when I see him." What I was, but anyway, it made me think about that because ever since that is my third language, I think weird. Like, so it's Spanish first for me too.
Yeah.
No, for real.
Like, me too. Spanish first. Me too.
And then it translates into English.
Mm. Yeah.
And then I finally, and then if I like, and then sometimes depending on certain things, like on when I want to emphasize something, it immediately goes into sign language. Immediately. If I want to know that I want to emphasize on something, I immediately picture it in sign language first. It's really
that's
weird.
It's like bold font in her brain.
Yeah, that's crazy. Exactly.
That's all it's like italic or shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, is this going to be a short one?
No, we're at a little over an hour.
Okay. Just only because.
Babysitter.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But anyway, your HBO special, and you know what I'm saying? So what has the, you know, feedback been from even for your fans?
Well,
because I challenged you for more followers and you've made
it's growing. Yeah,
it's
big
growing.
Time. Yeah,
time.
Again, dude, yeah, really, really well, man.
Please let people know where they can follow you.
Comedian Jerry G, Instagram, all that shit. Comedian Jerry G, Instagram's where I'm trying to do most of my.
And then are you transferring everybody to your page yet? Have you done
yes,
that?
Yes, not as often as I should, but I do. I just forget about Facebook though. But
yeah,
but
really
my Facebook. My Instagram is linked to my Facebook anyway. That's why I kind of forget about it. But not that I'm not posting shit or whatever's there. But it's been great, man. Of course, people are supportive, you know. And I'm very hard on myself, dog. Honestly, dude, I fuck, man. I wish I could redo it again. Of course, you know. But
let me tell you what
I said. Too many bad words. Oh, I don't.
You did.
I did.
I even told you. I was like, nervous, that's not even you though.
That's a nervous tick, man.
Because you use cuss words here and there, and it's more like dick and. You don't even use fucks or.
I did a lot of fucks on the special.
You did a lot of fucks on the special.
I'm watching it. I'm like, why? But I think then I'm like, maybe it's just me who's.
No, but if okay, let me rewind. If you've never seen Jerry, you wouldn't even notice. It's just hilarious, right? But because I know Jerry and we roll with Jerry, I know that I was like, oh wow, I was like, that's a lot of cuss words for Jerry. I'm like, he's never cussed that much, at least not on our shows. At least I don't know on your own.
No,
but.
Man, yeah. That's the only critic I have on by myself. Over it all, the material's the material.
Like the edits. I missed
a lot of
your jokes, man, that really should have been on. Like I love like your jokes. I wish they would have just let you do all your stuff.
But
I know that they can't. I know they can't. They can't.
Because what happened is that obviously the Netflix came first, and then I did a 15 minutes for HBO. That's where I got my 30 minutes from that 15 minutes. So now I did about 12 or so with you. I did 12 minutes with Netflix, and then 15 minutes. So that's almost 30 minutes of material. And then so I have about an hour total of material, and so now normally I come out the other 30 minutes, you know, like so. Basically, it was like my Netflix was like that was where I blew my load. That was my favorite jokes, my best jokes, Chuck E. Cheese, Metrosexual, Facebook. My mom's on Facebook. Those are my favorite jokes of all time. Father's Day joke.
Yeah,
those are my babies, you know. And of course, being on an opportunity like Netflix, of course you got to go hard. You don't know when you're gonna get an opportunity like that. So
it's like I kiss my babies goodbye.
Yeah, and then boom, 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 and basically, dude. And I wish I could have done those jokes on this, or at least a little bit more of that. But you know, it's okay. Like, of course, I have to come up with new shit anyway. I gotta come up with more jokes. Which, by the way, I want to talk to you about Netflix a little bit, fool. I heard somebody tell me one time, one of the producers from Netflix, from the Chingo Bling, that I was like one of the last guys chosen or approved to be on that special.
Oh, I don't know, because we submitted.
But that you fought for me, or you said, nah, this guy should be on it.
Well, Jerry, I don't know if I fought that hard. We submitted a handful of names, and
Omar told me that, fool.
Remember Omar the writer?
Yeah. Huh. No, not Omar the writer. The other, one of the producers.
Another Omar.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, I don't remember, but we submitted a handful of people, and
but he wasn't the first pick.
I don't know how.
I do remember.
I will say that Doug really liked Jesus because he had seen him several times. Yeah. He was just familiar with him.
Yeah.
So if you had to like try to rank people, then maybe
See, something about that. I'm only bringing this up because it's blessing. It's fucking crazy.
I'm trying to remember a little bit. I'm trying to remember a little bit.
My style wasn't going to fit the Chingo Bling fucking format party, you know, Puro Pinche party at the time, you know what I mean? When they were getting all this shit together. And that my style was like more like, nah, it's not really what we're looking for this. But then you were like, no, trust me, he's good type of shit. That's what they told me.
Yeah, I mean, I do remember.
The producers told me that.
But yeah, I do remember saying like, yeah, trust me. Like, hey, you're super sold on Jesus.
I forgot what they saw of him that they were like, nah.
Or maybe they just.
There was a pass. They passed. We had passed on you.
But maybe it was like we saw them once and, you know, and that was it type of thing. Like a just very. How do I explain it, man? You know how sometimes when you're in something, like let's say you're like in the music game and you just kind of know like, no, trust me, man, this is a very good producer or artist. Mm-hmm. And sometimes other people just sometimes don't see the vision or they're not sold on it right away. I think it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, okay, well, we kind of had our heart set on XYZ.
That was a trip because I remember he told me like afterwards, like I just go back because I just think how life is, you know, it's a trip. Yeah. Like, he was like, he literally told me, goes, no, you were this close, like, to not be on it. You know, we're glad that you're on it. You did a great job. But I remember you were, like, the last one. Like, we wanted energy. We wanted party, which was Jesus Sepulveda and the John Stringers. And we went, and then you came just up there standing there, just told jokes. And we thought that was not going to fit what we were trying to accomplish here. Mm-hmm. But that Chingo was like, no, trust me. He's good. You know, he's good. It'll work out.
Got your back, dog. Got your back.
No, they weren't crazy about him or Javi or Midnight. And we were like, "What?"
Well, we
said it actually worked out because it was like coffee, like it cleared the palate, you know, like because you weren't so animated. There wasn't you didn't put a lot of English on the ball, as they say. Like you were just direct.
English on the ball? I never heard that.
Yeah, that's bowling, right?
Pool.
Oh, pool.
English.
You can bowling too.
Yeah.
What does English mean? Like too much
spin?
Yeah, spin.
Too much flair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember those were the three, and I was like, how dare they insult the guys we roll with? Right. I was like, no, these are all great. Yeah, because these are all my homies too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So for me, all the guys that we roll with, like not saying that we're like the people we roll with are all that.
And
but
I was
they
one
are
of the last
that,
ones
you
to,
know what I'm saying?
I was one of the last ones to get on the tour too, no?
Get on the tour.
What do you
mean
last guy?
To roll
with
you
guys.
First. Yeah. Well, I remember meeting you at the Hollywood Improv. And
I'm bringing it up because people ask me all the time, and I was like, telling, how did this?
Yeah, how did y'all meet?
Yeah. People are like, how'd you meet Chingo?
Well, I knew Jesus first, and
Jesus
Sepulveda. And I was doing the Hollywood Improv. I know Jesus Sepulveda was on the lineup, and then you showed up to like just show up, just meet, show love,
hang out,
watch, hang out. And afterwards, you were like, hey, wait, some of those jokes, le faltaba un poquito at the end, bro. I was like, okay, he's keeping it real, dog. He's letting me know. He's letting me know some shit. I'm like, okay, well, who does motherfucker think he is? Nah, but you know, you introduce yourself, and then Sepulveda, I was like, hey, man, this, you know, this Jerry, like, he teaches me a lot. He's like, you want him in your corner. He's like OG. You know what I mean? Like, almost like you kind of help mentor him somewhat.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to keep that in mind. And I thought that was real. So I said, all right, let me see what's up. And that was it.
Yeah, it was something like that. It's everything's just like snowballed and shit. I bring it up because people ask me all the time, for like, how did you start with them? And I go, it kind of happened fast. Like, it kind of happened like crazy. Like, all of a sudden, we're just like hanging out all the time and doing shows and shit like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're funny. You're good people. We love working with you. And it's a great addition to my show. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know if people know, but like, the people we roll with, they've all been doing it longer than
me.
They're all killers. And I'm just trying to keep up and learn. And it makes for a great show.
And that's not a very safe way to do things, fool. Yeah. Which, that's why I admire your ass, fool. Like, you didn't have to do that, dog. Mm. You could just have like just any
open mic. Yeah, but then you got a starter kit show where it's like starter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, also
iron sharp as iron.
You also are big on you wanting the fans to get a good experience.
Yeah.
The
best experience
so
possible.
So regardless of where you are in your comedy stage of, you know, where you are.
Comedy journey,
you know. Not like, you know, as far as your career is concerned. Yeah. You know, you accept the fact that you're still working on your comedy.
Oh, yeah.
You know that you're always trying to improve. So rolling with guys who are OGs helps you only
now
improve.
You're watching them.
Because now you're watching them.
You're following
now
them.
You're also like, oh shit, okay, I see how they're thinking. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot more to it than, you know, just.
And the notes come from people that you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Know
yeah.
They know what's up. They have good taste in comedy.
Yeah.
That's one thing. I guess maybe we'll end with this on this subject, but taste in comedy, because that's one thing that I feel like Rick Gutierrez kind of is also one of the people that kind of helped show me a perspective on that. Because, for instance, well, the joke's working, so I'm a, you know what I mean, it's like, well, yeah, but taste, you know what I'm saying? So in other words, it's kind of like, you know how you have styles in comedy? I guess it's like you know, like, what jokes are not gonna make your cut or your repertoire. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, yeah, that might work, but it might be hacky.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or yeah, that might work, but it might work better for someone else.
Correct.
Or yeah, it might work, but it's not real to me. I don't feel connected
Correct.
To that.
Correct, yeah.
So how you feel about that concept?
Well,
sorry, is a question.
Statement, passive.
I'm very hard on myself. I'm very hard on myself on what I want to share. So people, I want to put the best product out there. It's not always, again, we all do hacky shit. We all do some stuff that, you know, it's a little easy and stuff like that. But it always has to build to something more. And at the end of the day, everything has to be with a purpose. I think for me, every joke has to have that. It has to have a life of its own, fool. So, like, I talk about my kids. I want you to picture it. I want you to remember it. And you're not going to remember a just hacky fucking easy joke, dog. Yeah. You're just going to be like, yeah, that was cute. That was okay, whatever. And I want people to believe it. Just all connect, that shit, bro. Connect. Like, there's a connection. And because that's what I'm a fan of, fool. Like, that's why George Lopez, dog. I mean, to me, it was like, oh, my God, bro. You picture his grandma. You picture all the things he went through as a little kid. And, you know, it was just amazing, dude. Like, everything he did. But I'm not his style at all. Mm. You know, no one would ever, like, think of me and George being the same comedian. But I want to make sure that I'm expressing and be as memorable as he was.
Yeah, you guys got to think of lifetime value. Like, like in business, like repeat customers. Are they going to buy again? Yep. Are they going to come back to another show? Like, you want to think of the lifetime value of you, them seeing you for the first time. Like, am I going to come back second, third time?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? That's one thing.
Yeah,
one
of course. You want repeat business.
One of the, like, best, some a community gave me one time when I was first starting off is like, there's an easy punchline and there's a pretty good punchline. And then there's a great punchline. You always got to reach for the great punchline, fool. Mm-hmm. Good, great comics reach for that fucking big punchline. And so that was almost, which also is almost like a catch-22 because it gets very hard for me. Like, I'll come up with a premise and I want to find it, I can never find a fucking great punchline. And so I just let it go. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, I should be better than that, fool. I should be able to figure that fucking punchline out.
You're pretty witty, though.
Yeah,
you're very witty.
Extremely.
Yeah, you think on your feet immediately, like something, and then it's like you're already making a joke out of it. I was like, oh shit, like you just cracked a joke about.
So you earlier you said you and George Lopez are not the same style, and I forgot how animated George Lopez is. The other night, I just randomly on YouTube, I don't know what it was, I think it was YouTube, and I was watching some George Lopez clips. And I was like, holy shit, this dude's like very over the top.
Man, his eyes.
His eyes.
Opened
no, yeah,
up
his
so
eyes.
Big.
He used to like sweat like a motherfucker. And it's the eyes, bro. It was the look that George. Everybody who knows George Lopez, of course, I've seen him. They know, like, it's the fucking greatest.
I'm not a fan of George Lopez today.
Today, it's a little different.
I am a fan of George Lopez when he first began. And I told you this story. The first time I'd ever heard of him was actually on a CD. And my friend burned it for me because he had heard of him first.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, have you heard of Joe Lopez? I'm like, no, not really. And so he's like, oh. So he was burning everybody covers.
That's early 2000 shit, dog. Yeah.
And so then I was like listening to it on the way home from work. And I was like, oh, shit, I want to see what this guy looks like. Because I had no idea what he physically looked like because I could only hear him, you know.
Yeah.
And then I went to the first show and it was hilarious. And I told this story before. And then
Where at?
here in Houston. I think it was at the Toyota Center.
Oh, damn.
Oh, he's already doing fucking.
Damn. Yeah. You heard about him when he started doing stadiums.
Yeah.
No.
You heard him on a CD.
I heard him on a CD, but I never got to see him until later. No.
He went live.
He went live. But then when I saw, I was so excited when he came back. And I was like, yes, he's coming back. It's going to be all new material. No more of the grandma jokes. No more of the, you know, none of that. Why are you crying? And why are you crying? Because of the black bunny? That was the funniest thing. Oh, my God. Bunny, yeah. So, like, that's our inner joke between, like, my family because of that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so, anyway, when he came back, it was when Obama was running. So then he went the politics route. And it really, like, crazy in the audience. You can sense the
tension.
The tension. It was very uncomfortable because he was basically trying to persuade you to vote for Obama. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And it just kind of made you uncomfortable to where it was like, bro, I came to laugh. Like, I don't, because there's some people who can do politics and it's funny.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And he wasn't somebody who was doing politics funny. It was more like telling you, like, go out and vote. Vote for Obama because he's for us Latinos. It kind of like, it was more like that. And I was just like, oof. Oh, yeah, no, this is not my cup of tea anymore. Yeah. And I have stopped being, I mean, I like him.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I even like the show that he had, the sitcom. I even enjoyed watching that. So, but it was that I just kind of felt a little bit of a disconnection for me because I don't like when someone is trying to convince me to vote for someone. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, of course. Yeah.
I didn't come here for that. I came here to, it's like you going to watch John Mayer and he's telling you to fucking vote for Obama, for Trump.
Play that guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're here to laugh. Yeah. I'm here to laugh.
Dribble the ball.
That's right, man.
Shut up. And during that time, I was still in school, so I was super stressed out. So it's like, I needed that. And secondly, his fucking tickets were expensive as fuck, and I used that money when really it should have been for a fucking book. You know what I'm saying? So that was really another reason. Why I was mad, because
that's really why you were mad.
Yeah. I used my book money.
It had nothing to do with Obama. Yeah.
You hear that, George?
I used my book money to come see you because I needed to, like, just not be just school book, you know, school work.
Let's be real, you were gonna be partying if you didn't go there.
No. That time partying days were over because I was going to school full time and working full time, so yeah, that didn't exist anymore by that time. But you know what I'm saying? And you know, that's kind
of
how I felt.
The other side of that, I remember about George Lopez, and I used to go watch him. Is that I really like, you know, they say, oh, come up with new shit. Mm. I used to like going to go to George Lopez to hear the same material, dog. Nice. Like,
wow.
I really, because I love it. And that's when you know
that's
the
how
dope
you know someone's good.
Yeah,
exactly.
Joke,
I was
know?
Just going to
so,
say that.
So, yeah, that's why you don't worry about too much. And I take that all with me and my lesson for me. Like, okay, it's okay to do the same joke again as long as it's a good fucking joke and whatever, blah, 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 blah. And people want to hear it again. So, but that's one thing about George Lopez that I would love to hear about. I hope he does his joke. I hope he does that joke. Mm-hmm. I hope he does. And when he would do it, it would just explode and shit.
Yeah.
That's like Cat Williams and Fluffy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like Jim Gaffigan and people like that.
Yeah.
Well, what I can leave you with is I went to the Improv last night to see a comedian I like, and I only chuckled a few times. And tonight, I got some deep, deep laughs.
Nice. Yeah.
I swear, man.
Damn, nice. Robert. Thank you, brother. Shit.
Man. Well, shit. Hey, man.
Hey, y'all want to sleep together? Where's this going next?
I only live 30 minutes away, you know?
I love it. Hey, go check out Sugarland.
Did I just disconnect something?
Seriously. You weren't even using them. It's all good.
Oh, the headphones.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to put them back on.
Shit. After the tacos. After the blood sugar. Yo, thank you for stopping by, brother. Mi casa, su casa. Next time you come to Houston, I know you're going to have... You're probably going to be at the motherfucking Toyota Center.
For sure.
So...
Thank you.
And thank you for, you know, you've always been a good host every time we're in California. And, you know, hopefully Texas could become another Cali for you.
I love Texas, bro. I don't even just say it. I really do love Texas. Everything about it. San Antonio, Dallas.
Big as fuck.
It's dope. It's fucking huge. And everybody's so polite, dog. Even the Republicans are all nice here, dog. It's crazy, fool. It's a trip.
With the Trump sticker.
Yeah.
Hey, not to get political, dog, but hey, no. Yeah.
That's his president.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
On that note.
We were doing really good, bro.
Sorry.
Yo, thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate the love. Also, shout out to everybody came out to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Sold that motherfucker out.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Okay, I'll say real quick where I'm going to be at Ontario Improv October 1st. Ontario Improv tickets on sale now. You can go to ComedianJerryGarcia.com, ComedianJerryG, or you can go to Ontario Improv, Improv.com. I'm headlining October 1st with Jesus Sepulveda. It's going to be as well. And Christian Zaragoza.
Nice. Awesome.
The American Wannabes.
The American Wannabes podcast. Thank you guys so much. Y'all be good.
Peace.